of the Living Geek.
Man, I'm tired. So, it's probably for the best that this won't last very long, because what more can we say?
We do have a lot of notes in here, but I think they're all me.
Well, yeah, they're all you, and... Yeah.
Well, now you're here to talk about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, for once, you've got a... You bottled up all these emotions.
The reality is that I'm just ageist.
Eh. Of course they have to have more old people in the game. There's no way they could get away with not having any older people. So
it's their viewership. Their viewership is also skewed older.
There's a difference between older and old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the people in their 50s are fine. The 70s, you know.
Well, even so a guy like Joe. Wait, hold on. I would outplay Outcast.
Yeah.
Well, because I realized we were already talking about it. I was going to just like wait and do it, but it's like, wait, we're talking, like we're getting into it. We won't waste our thing. Anyway, right. This was the stupidly named With Me or Not With Me. Who even said that?
Yeah. What did that have to do with this episode?
Somebody said. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. So, evidently someone said it, and I was just like, that is the dumbest name for an episode. For what was almost the dumbest episode, except that it had a great ending and a great... what's the word I'm looking for? Consequences. It had great consequences. Anyways, you know who we are by now. Anyway, what I was saying, though, about Joe is, like, it's not just their viewership, but a guy who's, like, you need to get somebody who is, like, in their 60s, 50s, 60s, and Joe was healthy enough. The thing is, people his age are usually voted out way earlier than this point. They're voted out because they're a detriment during the tribal portion of it. It's just through sheer luck that he managed to get through, and then he became a goat, and people are like, well, we'll just drag him along to the end, and then it's going to be me versus him versus someone else who actually stands a chance. But this
the
time...
Old people usually get voted out quick because they're usually grumpy, pushy pricks.
Yeah, and apparently this guy was a grumpy, pushy prick.
Yeah, and he just got dragged along anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just...
He wasn't, like... I mean, he was pushy when he started talking, but most of the time he wasn't doing anything.
Well, yeah. Well, he was on that... He was on top of that fire.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Oh, like Michael Scooper?
I mean, there must have been... There wasn't a whole lot going on that we didn't see, though, right? Because when he left, everybody was in tears. They called him, like, their father out there, their grandfather... So he must have been doing stuff that just didn't make it on camera because, I mean, at the end of the day, his storyline didn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Well, he,
but they bawled every time somebody got back. That's not...
That's true.
Nobody really cared about Neil except for Aubrey.
Yeah, and I really feel like if he had done a whole lot, they would have put it in there so that we would have felt more emotionally connected when he left. I really feel like he just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, from what I said last week, too... everybody, from what they're saying in interviews and all this other stuff and the bonus content that CBS pushes out, his big plot line is that he was the Fire Lord.
Yeah.
And that's not super interesting. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, but I mean, I didn't see him bending at any point.
Yeah. He's pretty stiff. 72.
Yeah.
So I just.
71. Come on.
Wait. I'm going to give the world's best recap of this episode because it's all of like three lines. So they come back from tribal council. They start talking. Ty's panicking a little bit. Everyone calms him down. They go on a reward challenge. Joe, Aubrey, and Sydney get to go on the reward, which is a barbecue. Joe eats his weight in meat. Joe can no longer bodily function. He can't get rid of waste, so he is medically evacuated. He ate himself off of the island.
Yep.
That is this episode.
You lying.
I was close. Well, the actual best recap I heard was from podcaster Griffin McElroy, who said, "My life goal is to eat so much beef on a Survivor Reward Challenge that my butt stops working and I have to be pulled from the game." And that is this episode. It was very disappointing until I really started to think about it. And this has some great, great, great ramifications because...
Yeah, so, okay. So, So tell me then, is it better for the rest of the game that he's gone, or is it worse for the rest of the game that he's on?
I think it's better. He should have been gone a long time ago. So now, well, because that's the thing. So instead of one goat and two qualified people, now it's going to be three qualified people at the end.
Damn right.
I honestly, Brian, you've watched more than we have in recent times. Has there ever been three, like, solid qualified people at the end?
God, I mean, since maybe, like, before they started, you know, bringing goats along, like, fucking third season or whatever.
I get the idea that everybody in Final Tribal will be a legitimate chance to win. And that makes it interesting, too. But I think what we're missing out on is that penultimate 2 days before the Final Tribal, where they have to decide who of these four are we going to vote out, right? Because then with Joe, I mean, this week it wasn't going to be Joe, and it wasn't going to be Aubrey, right? So then it makes you think, like, next week, you have to have the discussion. Do we let Aubrey take Joe? Because at this point, we know that Aubrey's the one. Everybody knows Aubrey's the one carrying Joe. So do we let Aubrey take Joe and then figure, okay, I'm happy to – Joe's not competition for me either, you know? Or do you try to take Aubrey out and keep Joe all for yourself? Like, there's a subplot there around the goat and who gets to take the goat with them that's now – gone from the game. I mean, and we can say Joe didn't do anything. He should have been gone a long time ago. But I mean, it's the old saying, you're only as good as your record, and Joe's there and all the people who got voted out before him aren't. So Joe has done or not done something that's gotten him further in the game than all the other people who have been voted out.
You are slightly wrong. Because
no, you're completely wrong, because that always gets people zero votes when that's how they got there.
But also, more importantly, Andy, it isn't Aubrey and Joe are together. Now do we ally and get rid of Aubrey, or do we ally and get rid of Joe? It's how do I ally with Aubrey and Joe to get rid of that fourth person instead of me, because I think I can beat both of them. Because Sydney could beat both of them, Ty could beat both of them. So, yeah. But Sydney would beat Ty, so Ty has to figure out a way to get rid of her. And so it doesn't become, now it becomes... Oops, I forgot about Michelle. It doesn't matter. Anyway, because I don't know. For some reason, I just assumed Michelle would have been out this one. But yes, you get my point, though.
Somebody was going to be gone this weekend. It was probably either going to be Michelle or Ty. Right. Yeah. So you were probably just assuming Michelle was going to be gone this week instead of Joe.
Yeah.
And then next week. And you're right. I mean, I'm also forgetting that if Joe is still around, next week when it's four people, Aubrey and Joe can at least force a tie however they want it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won't even really force a tie, because let's say that they, it's not Joe anymore. Let's say Aubrey and, let's say Michelle and Ty work together because they have that nice little relationship that we can actually talk about. That's the one other important thing that happened this round. So Michelle and Ty, let's say they work together, and then, Aubrey and Sydney work together. So when they do the re-vote, the person who, it's hard. All right. Say Ty and Michelle vote for Aubrey. And then Aubrey and Sydney vote for Ty. Sydney could then switch her vote to Aubrey, and this whole thing would be moot, and she's good to go when they do a revote. Because they always do a revote before they pull rocks.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. That's really hard for me to say. Took me a couple of tries to get it out there, but that's the way it works.
That's what it means for.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, overall, I think this was actually for the best that he left. And the other thing is, like, so earlier with Joe, not Joe. Who were the other ones who were medically evacuated? Caleb and Neil. Yeah. With Caleb and Neil's medical evacuations, I got angry because those were easily preventable, borderline negligent things, right? That completely changed the game for no good probable reason. You know, it should have been avoided. It was an infection and then heat stroke. This was total 100% user error. This was a guy who ate so much food because he doesn't know how dietary restrictions work. He doesn't know that you should ease yourself back in. So he ate so much food that he got himself sick. That had a permanent effect. And that's not a preventable thing. I'm sorry. That is preventable, but the onus is purely on him. So I was perfectly happy. Well, you never want to see someone get medically evacuated. But I was perfectly satisfied with how this one came about. I was not mad in the least.
Yeah, I mean, and he's on the Brains tribe. You think he would know not to eat a shit ton of beef and nothing but beef.
Yeah, so help you God.
Before that, he said, I don't eat meat, but then I saw all that and I ate it all.
Yeah. Fucking Sydney called it too.
Yeah. So that's why, well, Sydney was smart. When Joe was talking to her after the fact, back at the beach, she said, yeah, I had one. It was, and they were like, why you stop? Were you sick? It's like, no, it was real good. I loved it, but I didn't want to get sick.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And that's part of Sydney's job. Sydney's job is to know her body, know how it processes food in different ways, know what that means for her energy and how it affects her body and her stamina. Like, that, as a bodybuilder, that's part of her job. So, and I can completely see her understanding, yeah, just have one. No matter how good it tastes, just have one.
Yeah, and she's a biologist, right?
That's true, yeah. Medical something or other. Yeah. Med school. She went to med school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ivy League med school. Yeah. She's a smart girl.
Yeah. So... yeah, well, that's Joe out then. Good for him. You wrote a lot. There's a lot of purple text, so you filibuster for a couple of minutes.
I don't want any more old people on this game. I don't want anybody over 60. Can we make that the cutoff?
No. Because look at Rudy.
They never matter. Okay, everybody calls to Rudy, right? Like, oh, Rudy did great. He came in third. Rudy. But when he came back on,
didn't do anything.
Yeah, but
when he came back on the second time, he came in 17th.
Yes, right? but he was over 60 when he came on the first time, right?
Yeah, I don't know how old he was the first time around.
He was definitely over 60.
Yeah,
but he also, if you notice, he also didn't do anything.
Okay. That's fine.
So here,
he was hanging out with Richard.
No, you know what he did? He entertained me. And that's all I need. Yeah,
well, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this is not fair. I'm looking only at the two ends of the age spectrum here, right? But among the 12 oldest people to play this game, which are all the... I just cut it off at 16 above. The average finishing place is 12.8. So, average...
that's the math you were talking about?
Yeah, right. But if you're 21 or under, the average finishing place is 5.6. So, like... if you're under 21, you're almost guaranteed to make the merge. And under 21 has three winners and like 8 people in the top 5, right? The over 60 crowd has 4 people who have finished in the double digits or in the single digits, like 6th, 5th. The disparity between them is insane. And it, like, all it comes back to is when you put an old person on this show, they either take up a spot of somebody that could have mattered and get voted out early instead because they suck in group challenges, or they make it past the merge and everybody's like, oh, you're kind of a dick, or oh, you're kind of useless around camp, or oh, you're this person's goat, let's get rid of you. They very rarely tend to ever matter. And it just, they're not fun to watch. And the most common theme with all of them is, I'm coming out here to prove I can do it. Like, I'm coming out here to prove I can survive for 39 days and get along with the kids. Well, A, you can't get along with kids, and if you want to prove it to yourself, go fucking camping. Don't go on national television and take up the spot of somebody who could actually do something useful.
Wait a minute. I have a problem with your math here. You think that's bad that out of 12 people over 32 fucking seasons, a third of them finished in the top 5? That's pretty good.
No, how many of them? 1, 2, 3. No, in the top 5, 3. 3 of them
still
finished in the top 5.
Okay, a fourth of them over 32 seasons. That's pretty good.
Actually, yeah, that is pretty good. Especially when you consider there's out of 12, there's, I mean, you take any group of 12 and a quarter of them have finished in the top quarter. That's kind of what you should expect, right?
Right?
Yeah. That's kind of average.
Yeah. So old people are kind of average.
Yeah. You're saying they're extremely terrible.
Yeah.
They're, by if you take any other like second.
Wait. So your objective mathematical thing that you said proves old people don't belong on the game now proves that they're average at the game, and you're like, fuck that.
They are average or slightly below average.
Okay, Ted Cruz.
Average or above average. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna pick somebody at either end of the spectrum, right? Like, they made a big deal of the fact that Julia was so young, like, okay, bring in more young people because they tend to do a shitload better than these old people. It's just, if you're going to make an age-related whatever the fuck, like, I don't like storylines that are.
I mean, about Joe didn't get voted out.
Yes, I mean, Joe didn't get voted out. Also, Joe. I mean, okay, yeah, he is an outlier in that he's 71. They were saying 72.
Well, Ty said 72.
Oh yeah, Ty just must not know. But I mean, he's 71. That is an outlier. Usually, the old person in this is like, you know, 60, 62, 63, and there's only one of them. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, Debbie is maybe 50 some odd. That's two older people. One older and one old person. And that's the thing is, like, out of 18 people, this is literally, like, okay, you figure CSI, that has Ted Danson. What else has old people in it? No. On TV. No, okay.
Golden Girls? Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah. Canceled. Like, that's the thing. And old also...
people aren't interesting.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's... No, that's not true. No, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, there are going to be...
there's at least six movies starring Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon that prove you wrong.
I'm saying...
Sure.
Okay.
I'll admit to that.
Both of... Nothing... Didn't they both die in, like, 2002, 2003? The point of this, what I'm trying to get at, is this is, like, one of the only shows that has old people on it. And there's one of them, and you're like, ugh, this old person is so awful and uninteresting. Let's get rid of them.
Right, and...
Let's just shoot them into the sun.
That old person is usually the worst part of this show. Because the entire storyline about them is that they're old.
Peter was the worst part of this show. Jason was the worst part of this show. Scott at times was the worst part of this show. Debbie was the worst part of this show.
Almost every show has an old person. I don't know what you're looking at.
Okay, look, but Scott and Jason at least did something. They at least were on the show.
Yeah, they pissed you off.
All we saw Joe do... was put way too many logs on the fire and then do whatever Aubrey said to do.
Yeah, well,
almost like he barely did anything.
I will speak for the elderly. There is Yao Man. He was older. He did stuff. There was Rudy. We covered him. There was it Tarzan? The crazy guy?
Yes, Tarzan finished.
I get all of them mixed up.
At 64 years old.
Yeah, there was him. There was...
Ty's,
my guess is like he's in his...
He's over 50.
He's probably in his 50s, yeah. Oh, well, because he said he was, he escaped Vietnam during the war, so that's gotta be...
over 60, so he's not over 60.
Yeah, but point being, it's fine. Having one old guy, especially, come on, again, Joe was physically fit. Didn't early on you say, wow, Joe's ripped?
Yeah, he's got big muscles, but
go back and listen to our first couple episodes, and you were effusive about how much you thought he was like, wow, this guy's impressive.
Yeah, and then I saw a couple episodes.
Yeah, you were, I mean, that's the thing. Point being, you
realized he was not.
Yeah, the point being, though, you were wrong, but even you thought for a while, oh, this guy's going to be impressive. So you can't blame producers for going, oh, this guy's going to be impressive. It's fine. Have one old person. Let him get voted off early. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
They've seen his audition tape. They've given him a physical. They've met with him. The producers know what he can and cannot do. I've seen a picture.
Yeah. And he did it for 28, 29 days. He would have been fine. Again, medically, he would have been perfectly fine if he weren't dumb and decided, I'm going to eat 9... kebabs or whatever it was.
With him getting medevaced, I could have gotten medevaced because I would have eaten a shit ton of kebabs too. And I also couldn't have gotten that far because I'm fat as fuck. My problem is every single episode up until now where he's done hardly anything and been boring to watch, and the fact that we are all happy he's gone.
The reason I'm happy he's gone, though, is
no
it means...
no longer a part of this show.
I'm happy when any goat gets gone. Because goats don't get gone that often, but it's not always an old person who's the goat. It's sometimes just an asshole. Like, they were trying to take Rodney to the end.
Usually the old people get voted out before they can become a goat.
That happens. That's all right. That's fine. Someone has to go early. It's okay. I don't know. I don't see a problem with having folks in their 60s or 70s on the show is all I'm saying.
You know the problem I had with Joe is because he was well aware of the fact that he had no chance in hell of winning, because when he told him he's going to have to be medevac, he's like, yeah, okay.
Well, because he also, and I give him credit for this, he's like, you know what's more important than the game? Not dying.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, whatever. He's old as fuck. That's why he really shouldn't.
Whatever. Whatever. Your life isn't that important compared to staying in the game for another day. Also, he was in constant pain. Like, okay, you know how annoyed you get if you don't go to the bathroom, like, every, let's say, 6 hours or so? Now, imagine it's been an entire day.
No, that's not the point. Okay, everybody else, when they get money back, they're like, God damn it, this sucks, and they cry and shit. Joe was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, he had no chance of winning.
Well, and I think that's part of what Nick was talking about, how the other two, part of the frustration is that you're getting pulled for nothing you had control over, and Joe realizes, I think, that this it's kind of his own fault, too.
Yeah, very much his own fault. It's like, oh, I overate. That was a bad idea.
Yeah, he doesn't have like fate or whatever to be pissed at or angry with. He knows how it happened, and yeah. He knows the only person to be upset with is himself.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't want to sound like I'm defending Joe. I don't particularly like him either, but at the same time, I don't think it's like, well, because Joe didn't work out, we need to shoot all elderly people into the sun. That's your exact thing that you said.
Oh my God, what if he's pulling a Colton and he's just like fucking faking it so he could go fucking home?
He's like, I'm not going to win. I may as well get the next couple days in a nice luxury resort.
Nobody will know that I quit, you know?
His guts were like, I'm about to pop out. Yeah. You can see it when you lift his shirt.
Yeah, it was disgusting. You know the funny thing?
Because, like, the scene before that, like, he was pulling up his flab.
Yeah. And, you know, normally I watch these episodes twice. This one I watched once, and I was like, yeah, I think I just about, I got it. It's fine. I don't need to see it a second time. So, yeah. Let's touch on the other things. Actually, the reward challenge itself was kind of funny because everyone had to run really, really fast, climb a really, really big thing, untie a bag, throw these little balls or whatever into their shuffleboards, into these pre-dug pits. And so everyone's doing that, and Joe's just kind of slowly going back and forth, getting the balls, throwing them in there. And then once everyone ran out of balls, they all had to wait for him to finish. And then, of course, he finishes it on the very last one.
Last two, in fact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he had missed that last one, then...
Well, no, but I mean...
Yeah.
He nailed the last two of last two balls.
Yeah, and so
he was fucking with everyone?
Oh, I guarantee it. Why do you think they did such an elaborate jump cut with the camera to show all the time that had passed as he sauntered into the forest, climbed that thing at a leisurely pace, untied the balls, and then walked back
for him to run? Yeah, you know.
Well, but that's my point.
Everyone else standing there.
I bet you.
I'm thinking like he missed with like the first like five on purpose, just so he could do it with just the last two.
Might have. I mean, we already saw he's good at ring toss. That's what he's an. He's good at ring toss and skee ball. Those have been his two strong points the entire time.
Brian, can you back me up on this one since Nick doesn't agree with me tonight? It was complete bullshit he won, right?
How is it bullshit he won?
Every single other time they have a challenge like this, when you've tossed all your bags or all your balls or whatever, they have you go pick them up and bring them back and throw them again.
Yeah.
Every single other time they have any challenge, anything like this. I mean, I don't want to say that they changed the rules so that Joe could be competitive,
but they did.
It's like, but why is this one challenge, the rules and the way it works different from every challenge from the last 31 seasons?
Oh, you're right. Why don't they just do the exact same thing for 31 seasons straight? Why ever try anything new?
Have you not noticed like all of these challenges like for the last several seasons they've done several times before? Why did they suddenly change this one?
They always change them very subtly. They put new things in. No.
Just wait till everyone else finishes.
Here's why it's good, because then it rewards a new strategy of don't just throw and be as fast as you can. Be accurate. Take your time. It rewards that. Like, you
that
know,
wasn't he wasn't taking his time because he knew that they were all going to fucking run out of their bags. Okay, he's taking his time because he's really old and slow.
It doesn't matter why.
Even then, Nick, that's bad editing. Because right, they need to say that up front. Because then I can watch this challenge happen, knowing that's the rule, and then go, ooh, Sydney's in an early lead, but she's missing a lot. I don't know if that's the right strategy. Aubrey's going a little bit slower. Ty's going slower than those, and he's definitely at, like, then I can watch and look for that as a strategy. But we weren't told that up top. We were told that after Sydney ran out of the bags, and Jeff was like, oh, I guess don't, you know, you have to wait until everybody else is out of bags, and then you can go refill. Like, we found out, like, more than halfway through the challenge that was the rule. So I'm like, wait. But everything I was just rooting for, I was rooting for on a different basis than what I thought. Like, if that's true, put that up top so that I can watch this reward challenge in that context and not be like, wait a second, that's the rule? When the fuck did that become the rule?
Wonder if it was an audible.
Nah.
I don't think so. I think if it were an audible, like, on the thing, you would have seen more of a reaction from the survivors.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they knew that was the rule going in. Yeah.
It had been explained.
From a viewer's perspective, it was like, in the middle of the challenge, I'm suddenly finding out that that was the way this was going. Like, because as a viewer, it's never worked like this before. So I was just under the assumption that when you run out of bags, you run up and collect all the ones that weren't in the thing, and then you come back and you go again. But instead, halfway through the challenge, I figure out that it's not that way.
Yeah.
I'm doing it completely wrong.
And how dare they do new things? New things are bullshit.
Do new things. But so, tell me that you're doing that.
So
halfway through.
So just to clarify, you had bad logic that as soon as we told you was bad logic, you threw it away. You don't like change, and you are Ted Cruz.
Yes, these are all true statements.
Okay,
all true. Every last one of those.
Yep. Anyway, yep.
We need to talk about something that's not Joe for a minute.
Sure. Please, God. Yes.
When you win the reward challenge, and there's only five of you left, don't leave the two people that were not working together on the bottom by themselves so that they can start working together. You dumb bastards.
Yeah, that was really funny. So he left Ty and Michelle on the beach because Joe won because Joe's the greatest.
Aubrey left Ty and Michelle there.
Yeah.
Aubrey picked.
Yeah, isn't that great? He forsook the entire thing and allowed her to just pick the two people. But so they're left on the beach. And actually, so this is the reason that I actually really like this episode on the whole. There were some very slow and dumb bits, but this was a really great section because Ty and Michelle for the last couple days had been butting heads because he was trying to get her out. He felt threatened, all that kind of stuff. And then as soon as they're alone, the first thing that they do is realize, wait, we are on the bottom here, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to be out next, aren't we? Yeah, all right, how about we work together? Okay, and then they bond. They spend the entire day just soaking, having some food, Ty giving her a massage.
Ty massage.
Yeah. It's funny because Ty is like Ty, and it's also his name like Ty, so you get it, right? I just want to make sure, especially because every word that he says is subtitled, I want to make sure that you get the joke. Yeah, but I mean, that was great. They bonded and they realized, oh, this is just a game and you're not a bad person and we may as well band together. And this way, the two of us, we only need to get one person on our side and then we're good to go.
Yeah, and Ty, this is what Ty's been doing all season, is being out of the loop, looking like an ass or betraying an alliance or any one of those things and immediately mending that fence and looking like a good guy. Looking like, oh, but it was just... I love all of you. I love all living things.
Yeah. Well, because he does. Like,
you know who I know Ty's definitely going to win if he wins immunity next thing? Because that's who wins every time. The person who wins is the person who screws over the most people without pissing them off.
Yep. No, that's exactly right.
Exception of Jason, obviously.
Which, at this point, are the two people that we got left on the beach.
Yeah. Well, did... What's her name? Did Michelle screw anyone over? I don't think she screwed anyone at this point. No.
She's pushed things in one direction or the other, but I don't think she hasn't made any overt moves the way that Ty and Sydney have.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. And they don't ever like that when they're like, oh, I was doing stuff. You guys just didn't know I was a part of that. They don't buy that shit.
Yeah. No. Even when it's true, like Becky. Poor her. So yeah. All right. Cool. Because there was no immunity challenge to speak of, and
man,
that's it.
People, please stop saying that's suspect. Oh my god! Fucking stab people when they say suspect is not a fucking adjective. Okay, it's a noun. Suspicious. There's already a word for that. It's fucking suspicious.
Look, next time somebody does that, Brian. Next time somebody does that, don't spaz out. Just dance like Aubrey.
I guess.
And you'll be cool.
No, Mike is not in this game anymore. He no longer does the happy dance. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was quoting basketball, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watched that movie. I like that one. All right. Well, you know, I didn't bother reading or watching Ponderosa this time because I just couldn't be bothered. So
yeah,
we'll just say goodbye to Joe. Bye, Joe.
I will say it was funny. The next time on, it's like they're talking about capping the season, talking about how it was the most brutal season of Survivor yet, and it gives you like the doing like choo, choo, like the dun dun dramatic music, and the first shot is Caleb on the beach like passed out, about to get medevac. The next one is of Neil on the beach like getting pulled from the game. Doo-doo. Third one, Joe trying to pee in a tide pool. it was comically anticlimactic, but you're like, yeah, you got to like that sucks, but just like it was very contrasting with the dramatic tone of the
trailer. Yeah.
You know, now that we know what all of the medevacs were, this is the most brutal season ever is getting stupid. The first one, that was brutal. The other two were that like, well, that sucks.
Well, the first one, I mean, it was rough for Caleb when he got medevaced, but that was also completely avoidable. That was somebody on the production team doing a really shitty job of setting up a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the second one, like,
completely do not agree with you guys about that.
Anyway. I mean, sure. Yeah. Okay. But either way, the second one, then, like, I mean, people do get medevaced for infections, but I mean, we had the whole discussion that episode about give them some fucking Neosporin.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if it's like they got stabbed and they stepped on something and it's become infected. It's another thing when it's just like, oh, yeah, he got a cut like 3 weeks ago. And yeah, that was just dumb. Yeah.
He got a cut from trying to cut open a coconut.
Yeah.
See, again, they shouldn't have to baby you. If you got a cut, go fucking get medical attention. They're not going to pull you for a cut. They could have given him a Band-Aid right away, and it would have been perfectly fine. That's his fault.
Well, you need more than a Band-Aid. It depends what you get cut with. Anyway, let's move on to fantasy and stuff, because we're rehashing stuff that we've talked about before, because, Joe, you're whatever. You're not going to be second chance material here. So we still have two bets. We have two whole bets that are working out. The one is the fate of Mark, and it looks like so far he's going to survive. We don't know yet. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm not winning that bet.
Yay!
Yeah, I know.
But he's still alive, so nothing pays out yet. We also have the opposite of our Deadpool, which we have decided is the Lazarus Pit, which also it's an opposite because that's a completely different comic book company.
Hey.
Yeah, huh. Yeah. Andy says that Sydney will win, Brian says that Ty will win, and I say that Aubrey will win. So far, so good. Our people are still in the game. Woo! That is a whole 3 points. Okay, and then on to the teams. I was going to say that we shouldn't get points for surviving, but it doesn't matter. Everyone gets 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
So we could remove it, and then it would still be the same score. I don't care enough. So, bringing up the rear, Brian got 5 points for Aubrey. Theoretically, he should only have gotten 2, but who cares? Giving him, add that to his 64, that gives him a nice 69. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giggity. Get it? It's a sex joke. I'm next. I got 3 points from Ty because he didn't go on the reward challenge. So technically, I got 0, but again, who fucking cares? 3 to my 79 is a total of 82, which is also nice. But for different reasons. And then Andy gets, Andy gets 8 because he has Michelle and Sydney still. 8 to his, 8 to his 85 is 93. So it looks like, he's got 11 points. He's 11 points up on me. I could theoretically get another 5. Actually, if Ty, no, I think I might be out mathematically, but whatever.
Well, no, Ty wins immunity. So he'll get 2 plus 3. So it'll be 5. Because even though it's a double episode, we split the points up across
Basically, Ty needs to get immunity twice, and Aubrey needs to win.
Yeah.
Essentially.
No, Ty can get it twice, and Ty can win, and you'll be fine. And if it's Michelle that goes out, and then Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah.
Mm. Meh. We'll see. I don't feel good about my odds.
Plus,
I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's I was counting that.
Oh, that's why you wanted Aubrey. No, you'd still be better off with Ty, actually.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Meh. We'll work it out. No, because if
they Ty gets fan favorite vote, do you think Mark will win?
Oh, my God, that would be great. I really would like to vote for him. Do you think they'll do a package for Mark? a video package, they've got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to
offer him for the next second chances.
Unfortunately, I think that will be one dead chicken by then. But yeah, so that,
is Ty just going to take him home, or
I really want to. That's honestly one of the things that I want to find out at the end of the season when they do the reunion. I want to know what happened to Mark. I think it'd be hysterical if he does take him home, but then, you know, I mean, it's San Francisco. It's not really a place for livestock, so it gets eaten.
I'm pretty sure in San Francisco you actually cannot keep anything that could be categorized as a farm animal as a pet.
I don't know.
What if you have a farm?
Then you have a special permit. I looked this up because it's the same.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there aren't any farms in San Francisco because they don't have enough fucking room.
Like, I wanted to get a pet pig, but in order to get a pet pig, you have to have a special permit. Unless your property is on land zoned as farmland, in which case that requirement is waived.
Well, that is fascinating to find out. We are
fucking tired. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, I just heard you talk about zoning laws, and I was thinking the entire time, I should be playing City Skylines.
Yeah, should be.
All right, well, this was an aclimactic episode, and I apologize, but it's not our fault that Joe got voted out, that Joe pooped himself out. He ate so much meat that he pooped himself out of the island, and yes, Brian, I realize he actually did not pee himself out was the problem, but saying someone pooped themselves out is much more entertaining.
He was pretty pooped.
Well, I mean, he was constipated too, but you don't get pulled for being constipated.
Because
his bladder was blocked.
That one guy who's Bruce got pulled for constipation. He got so backed up it was affecting his kidneys.
Did that happen? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't poop for
I know is Colby said he like only shit like once the entire time he was there. So.
Oh God, that's so dangerous. And on that note, we will meet up again next week. It's going to be a double up. This will actually be, is it going to be just a 1 hour? No, it's a 2 hour finale, right?
No, it's a 2 hour and okay. Then the reunion.
Good, 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 good. 2 hours and then the reunion, which will hopefully be another half hour.
I really hope that it's a really amazing final tribal because 2 hours of only one person getting eliminated might get boring.
I think it'll be good.
So I hope it's like all tribal.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be great. No, say what you were going to say.
I think it's 1 hour of an episode and then 1 hour of the reunion. Or like how they're doing like
it's no, an I hour looked at my DVR. It's just a 2 hour episode and the reunion.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yep.
So this, right. This is probably going to be a really huge final tribal with lots of bitching.
Oh, I sure hope so.
I mean, of course, there's going to be lots of bitching because Jason.
Jason's
and Scott. All right, well, in that case...
Scott's going to bitch, though. He's just going
to... Oh, my God, I've been trying to end this episode for the last 10 minutes.
We'll just keep cutting you off.
Yeah.
Vote for Pavelski for the cover of the NHL game.
Damn right.
I think that's over, isn't it?
No.
All right. Okay, well, you're not going to cut me off anymore because I'm going to hit stop right now, so fuck you.
Of the Living Poop.